testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The statutes of the rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey.
Exhort you again in the word this today, and really in many ways it's a continuation from our Sunday's teaching on faith, and I believe the Holy Spirit is giving more with regard to this, and I've got a title for this teaching today: Are We Hearing? Are We Hearing? You know, there's a difference between knowing and hearing. There are many people who know. They know about God. They know about the Word. They read it. And many of them can probably quote Scripture even better than you and I. But the question is, are they hearing? Because we're told, aren't we, in Romans 10:17, that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Now, many commentaries say that the reason the Apostle Paul speaks of the word hearing there is because many of them obviously didn't have scriptures or scrolls in those days, and of course many of them couldn't read or write. And of course there is truth to that, but the Holy Spirit never makes a mistake, because the word there comes hearing. And it is really on the basis of hearing. This idea of hearing comes also by revelation. It is implying that the Holy Spirit, whom we receive at the new birth and the baptism of the Spirit, he comes to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. Jesus gave this clue away. He said, I do only that which I hear the Father say. It was on the basis of hearing. And knowing is not the same as hearing. Now, It's not a ploy of words. We're not trying to be clever here. God is getting our attention. He's showing us something. The Holy Spirit has come to lead and guide and teach us and direct us. In other words, he's come to speak to us what the Father says. And that is where faith comes. It comes by hearing. And as I was preparing this, I felt impressed that the Lord revealed to me again how important it is for the saints, the overcomers, to mature under the fivefold ministry of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. We know that's for the maturing and equipping of the saints and their ministry and so forth. But why does the apostle stress that? Because with those ministries, God anoints them to speak to God's people. And speaking is connected with hearing. Now, we have the scriptures and we read the scriptures and we meditate over the scriptures. And rightly so. And the way we test ministry is, does what they're teaching and preaching line up with that which you read in the Word of God? So all of that is absolutely vital. But our faith is very dependent on hearing. And as I said at the beginning, there are many that know, but few that hear. And there is the difference. And I'm going to open this up more, as I trust the Holy Spirit will really impress this to you today. You see, we know that believing God and his word, it's not based on religion, tradition, works, theology, all of those things that so much of professing Christendom believes and relies upon. In fact, the Apostle Paul, he brings this up to the church at Galatia. They were falling into that problem. We know by that church they start in the spirit and sadly end in the flesh. And do you know why that was happening? Because something was going wrong with their hearing. And when you're not hearing, then there's not the faith. And if there's not the faith, then man will take over and control in a religious way. Let's open up the scriptures in Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. And here the apostle emphasizes the justification is by faith. Not by works, but by faith. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the knowing of faith? No, he uses the word hearing of faith. Here it is again, Romans 10, 17. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? He's raising a question here, exactly what the Holy Spirit is challenging us Remember, we're calling this teaching tonight, Are We Hearing? How are you hearing? And he says, the Spirit who was given to you and the works and the miracles that were among you, does he do it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? In other words, are they in control? Are they doing it? Are they religious? Or is this all by faith, which comes by hearing? And this hearing very often is revelation. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. So Abraham's righteousness was accounted to him because he heard from God. And we know that the pre-incarnate Christ appeared to him as well. And we believe also through Melchizedek. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. In other words, sons are those who hear. And they are of Abraham, his seed. And the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, In you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith or his faithfulness. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. It's all on the basis of how you hear. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. That is what he's saying. And so, Galatian church was having problems in hearing. They weren't hearing like they used to. And so as a result, they're starting to look to the law. They're starting to bring themselves under circumcision and the bondages and so on. The very thing that they were delivered from. That's what he's challenging here. And this still goes on today, brothers and sisters. What is happening here still happens today. Still happens where some start in the spirit and sadly end in the flesh and unbelief. And what does it say? They bring themselves under the curse of the law. Because Christ dealt with the law. He took upon himself the curse of the law and fulfilled it, so that we now can fulfill it through Christ, walking by faith and not by sight. And all this comes by hearing him, hearing what he's saying. And that is why I believe it is so important, our meetings, when we come together like this, even online, how we hear. Are we hearing what the Spirit is saying to the church? This was what was challenged with the seven churches in Book of Revelation. It was all challenging those churches on hearing. And he does exactly the same with us, because the sons of God will hear what the Spirit is saying, because what they're hearing is feeding their faith to walk by faith and not by sight, no matter what we're going through. Isn't that wonderful? What a deliverance. The mercy of God opens our ears and hearts to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. And that is how faith comes. That's why we can't explain it. You can't explain salvation. It's unexplainable because it's all supernatural. Your hearing today, brothers and sisters, is a supernatural act that God is working in you. The world doesn't have it, but you have it because you're born again, not of flesh and blood, but of the Spirit. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. John 8, verses 37 to 47. John 8, 37 to 47. And here, in the context, it speaks of Abraham's seed, which is by faith, and Satan's, who always comes with a counterfeit. And the counterfeit is that you hear, but you are reliant on knowing. That is the counterfeit seed. It's knowing, but not hearing. Because anybody can read the scriptures. Anybody can memorize them. Anybody can be devoted to the word of God, but that's all they know. They only know it. They don't hear. And here is where the Lord challenges this. And know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father and do what you have seen with your father. So there he says, I speak what I have seen with my father. That's why he said, I do that which I hear. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. In other words, you would walk by faith and not by sight. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. What is the Lord saying here? In other words, he's saying, some of you are of the seed of Abraham and some of you are of the devil who is your father. And he says, some of you can hear and some of you can't. It's on the basis of hearing that your faith is quickened. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 10:11-6. So you were justified, you were made a new creation because you heard on the basis of hearing and your faith was quickened to believe. Many can read the scriptures, many have over the centuries, but it doesn't mean to say that they're going to enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus is challenging this. You are of your father, the devil, verse 44, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. And there he goes to the root of the problem. And Jesus went to the root of the problem when he challenged those to come and follow him. Unless a man or woman denies self, is willing to give up the self life, you cannot be my disciples. Because if you don't surrender up the self life, then your source of hearing is affected. Because if you're not willing to give up your life, Romans 12, 1 and 2, then you only know. When you give your life up, you surrender, then you hear. Because self is dealt with. Self, in other words, gets in the way of faith. And he exposes Satan. Everything he does is of his own source. What he wants. He doesn't do anything for the glory of God or putting God first. It is himself first. That is why at the present he's the God of this world. But Jesus is soon coming to deal with him. And there is that principle that we find even in the house of God, and we can find even amongst brethren. This is why we make so much with regard to the deeper life, because the deeper life is the forsaking all, the denial of the self life, giving it up. And when you have settled that, then you hear, because that hearing is for you to walk by faith and not by sight. And verse 44, it goes on, but because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God. There it is, brothers and sisters. Verse 47, that is how you walk, because you hear God's word. It's not just about knowing God, it's about hearing. And he says to those, you don't hear. And sadly, we have people, they don't hear. And when you do hear, you give God all the praise and all the glory, because what he has done is priceless in our lives. No money can buy this. And that is why God then can work his love in and through us. That unity, that oneness. That is why we're able to forgive. That is why we're able to pray and intercede and walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Why? Because it comes on the basis of hearing. That's why. And Jesus was exposing true unbelief here. And that's why the sword of the spirit will always reveal those who believe and those who don't. And that's why I've lost most over the years, over my 40 years of ministry. More have walked away than those who have stayed. And those of us that stay, then it's something we must hear. There's something that we hear that others are not hearing. Jesus had the same. The early church had the same. The apostle had the same. The apostle, they all left him. They all forsook him in Asia. So there's nothing new about this. And you need to be a minister because, boy, doesn't the devil have a go at you. He's very, very vocal at times. You drove them away. It took me a long time to get over that one, for God to work and strengthen my heart in that. Because you feel so condemned. And yet, I've always preached what I read, what I see, what I hear. I don't know any other way to do it than that. And that's why faith, our hearing, isn't about striving. It's about knowing God based on what he reveals himself. In other words, it's not doing, but being. I don't have to strive at this. You don't have to strive at this. God has had mercy over you and me, and he's opened our ears to hear. And thank God that we hear. And our prayer should always be, Father, whatever happens, whatever I go through, whatever situation, always in your mercy, keep me hearing. Please don't let my ears be blocked. Because otherwise, it'll only be in the realm of knowing, in the intellect, in knowledge. And all of that is where man puffs himself up in pride. This is why we hear on the basis so that none of us can be puffed up in any of this, because this is the mercy of God. And you and I have done nothing to deserve this. Hallelujah. And that is why faith comes by hearing the word of God. Hebrews 4. We know this very well. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8 to 16. Hebrews 4, verses 8 to 16. For if Joshua had given rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from him. What is he saying there? He's saying it's not about knowing. It's not about you having to try and work or go to theology college or study the scriptures, getting into all of it for 4 or 5 hours a day. Now, if the Holy Spirit leads that way, then of course it's right for you. But what he's saying is, faith is a rest. And the reason it's a rest, because it comes on the basis of hearing and not trying. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest any fall according to the same example of disobedience. In other words, make sure that you're hearing. You're hearing what the Spirit is saying. For the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the divisions of soul, spirit, joints, marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open in the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So there we are. That is what the word of God does. The word of God that you hear, the purity of God's word, keeps your ears open. This is why God is so against heresy, compromising on the word of God. Because when it's compromised, when it's twisted, changed, there's not the faith there for the ears to be open to hear. Can you not see how clever, subtle the devil is? And that's why so much of Christendom doesn't really walk by faith, doesn't really understand what faith is. Because the word they hear is twisted, perverted. And so all they have is just a knowledge, a knowing. But he says here, if it's the word of God, if it's the anointing, the unction of the Spirit, then what you hear is living, powerful, sharp. It's a two-edged sword. It's piercing. It's dividing your soul and your spirit. It's even working on your body with joints and marrow. And it's discerning the thoughts and the intents of your heart. In other words, it's going right through the whole being. Body, soul and spirit. And that is achieved on the basis of hearing. And that is why we walk by faith. I believe by faith, God's doing that. He's doing it right now as we're here. He's working that in us right this moment. I have no problem in believing that. Do you know why? Because I hear. And not only do I hear, but I read it. And that is why I've said so many times, your reading of the scriptures should also be your experience. I experience this. I'm experiencing what I read. It's like it comes alive. It's like a part of my life. That's what it's about. And so because we hear, there is the deliverance, the change, the healing. Because that is what the word of God does. Verse 12 tells us. And if you're hearing it, then that word you're hearing, it is living. It is powerful. It is God, it is the Father speaking to you, revealing himself to you, his will to you, his heart to you, his love to you. That's what it's about. That is why he's raising many sons to glory in these last closing days. And that is why it takes God's pure word, the seed, to produce true disciples, followers of Christ. In other words, that seed has to be planted in good soil, in the heart. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. There we are. Now, what is being said here? In other words, you purify your soul in obedience to the truth in what you hear, which is done by the Spirit. And it's done in love and love of the brethren, love one for another fervently with a pure heart. In other words, to walk totally by faith in these last days, which he's working with us, has to be in an environment in the body where there's a true fervent love from a pure heart for God and for each other. That's the only way that we will flourish and grow as sons of God. Can't be done otherwise. Can't be done if there's division, backbiting, gossip, hardness of heart, people coming for the wrong reason or whatever it is completely contrary to what Peter is saying here. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through what? The word of God, which lives and abides forever, which it does. So this word is on the basis of hearing, and it's how you hear. And that is why we have to be humble before God, our knees bowed in his presence, because it's on the basis of hearing. Not hearing voices, but hearing the Holy Spirit. And he has a way in which he speaks. And that is why we desire the purity of God's word, which is doing this work. Again, I've taught on this many, many times, but I feel it is applicable in Matthew 13 to look at this, the parable of the sower. Again, you'll probably have a deeper insight and revelation now after what we have talked about on this great parable that Jesus spoke of. In Matthew 13, verses 1 to 17. Matthew 13, verses 1 to 17. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into the boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables. So there's a big amount of people that God has brought to listen to this, because this is so important. Behold, a sower went out to sow. So they understand what he's speaking about. He's using farming, because that's what they're used to. Many of them work on the field, so they understand where he's coming from. And he sowed some seed, fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. And some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. He who has an ear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and he said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. In other words, what the Lord is saying, some hear and some don't hear. That's what he's saying. He's revealing the sovereignty of God. And unless you are chosen in God, you have no chance. And the only way you will know if you are chosen is by the way you walk, by the way you live, by the way you hear and endure to the end. That is a clear sign you have been chosen from the foundation of the world. Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. So the heart can be a huge hindrance as to how you hear. And if your heart is hard through unbelief, resentment, unforgiveness, sin, you have a problem hearing. And you've got to deal with it quickly. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. In other words, I'm not going to heal them when they hold unforgiveness, sin in their hearts. God isn't going to heal. That's what he's meaning. They have to change first. Because Jesus made it very clear that healing is the children's bread. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. And you are, FGA, you are blessed because you hear and you see, and many try for this. Many commit themselves in a religious way. There are monks and nuns separate themselves from the world, desperate to hear, desperate to see, but they don't. Because they only know about God. And you are blessed because you see and you hear. Let God be God. He knows what he's doing. And Jesus then goes on to explain this parable. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. In other words, that person hears the word but doesn't understand. Because they're not seeking God for wisdom. They're not asking God to open the scriptures up. I want to hear. They're not doing it. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Oh gosh, they get excited. Yes. They really reveal themselves to be real overcomers. Getting excited, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation, persecution arises because of the world, immediately he stumbles. And there we are. There's no root, there's no depth. They're not really taking it really, really seriously. They're more moved by emotions. We've seen people who are moved by emotions. Oh, I've been touched today in the meeting. Oh, God has changed me. I'm healed now. I'm delivered from this. And what do we find 2 weeks later? Bang, they're down again. Same problem or whatever it is. And you say to yourself, well, hang on a minute, I heard their testimony a couple of weeks ago. What's happened? That's what's happened. Here it is. There's no root. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. In other words, the world is still strong in my life. I still want to act and live and look like the world. Oh, churches are filled with this. It's called worldliness. They look and act just like the world. You wouldn't really know they're Christians unless they tell you. Is that how they see you? Is that how you come over? But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So hear it again. They hear. And their hearing means they walk by faith and not by sight. And that is what pleases God. And they're therefore able to produce fruit. And that is why Jesus said, by the fruit you will know them. Quite simple. The trouble is, we don't always want to see it, do we? Sometimes we're in denial. That is why it is so important we pray one for another. You can't be in denial. Pretend. If you're aware with a brother or sister that the world is getting stronger in their life, they're not producing that fruit as they should be. They're not as spiritual as they once were. They're not walking by faith like they used to be. Then you get in prayer intercession for them. And don't try and excuse it. Because we're dealing with the parable of the sower. It's all clear. It's all there. And so there's this difference between hearing and knowing. And the humble and the meek will always hear. Because it's not of them. It's a gift. They know where it comes from. And that is why this walk isn't about striving, working at it. It's about how you hear. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Heavenly Father, you know how we have heard today. You have brought us into this room for one purpose, to hear. And that is why you bring us together, not only for fellowship and for your glory, yes, but to get to our faith, because our faith produces the fruit. Our faith causes us to obey you and not resist you and fight against you. Oh Lord Jesus, whatever would continue to hinder our hearing, in your mercy, remove it. Lord, we want to hear. We want to hear what our Heavenly Father is saying. You are raising sons in these last days for your glory. We are living in real times. We are seeing the great falling away now, Lord. We're seeing wickedness like we have never seen before. Rebellion absolutely rife. And through all of this, what the enemy is trying to do, you are still speaking. Father, may FGA always hear what the Spirit is saying to us. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey. Judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honey.